One of the last major meetings to take place under the Czech EU presidency has come to a close. The EU-Russia summit in the eastern city of Khabarovsk, near the Chinese border. It was not, by all accounts, a great success, with no breakthrough on any of the issues that divide Russia and the EU. And it seems not even the presence of the Czech Republic's Russophile President Václav Klaus, who was chairing the summit, had much effect. Rob Cameron has more.
Long before the summit began, Russia watchers were already drawing attention to the venue for this meeting with the European Union. Khabarovsk lies in the far east of Russia, 8,500 kilometres from Moscow and just 30 kilometres from China. And the EU delegation, led by Václav Klaus, in his role of President of the European Council, had a long way to go. And for what, ask those same observers. The summit seems to have produced no breakthroughs on any of the divisive issues that plague EU relations, as Czech Radio's correspondent in Khabarovsk, Lenka Kabrhelová, confirmed to me earlier by telephone.
No, I'm afraid no, and on contrary, the summit just highlighted the differences that are in current relations between Russia and the European Union. There is no significant progress in any of the problematic regions. For example, leaders of the European Union and Russia failed to heal deep rifts on energy supplies and trade, and for example, Georgia as well. So these all questions remain for the future.
And that's despite the presence of Václav Klaus representing the European Union. Mr. Klaus, of course, a fluent Russian speaker and certainly a European politician who is not as critical of Russia as are his colleagues in Europe.
Yes, that's right. And it was viewed a little bit problematic from the beginning that a very Eurosceptical person represents the EU delegation here in Khabarovsk. But to be honest, at the end, it was appreciated also by the European leaders. Of course, the Russians were quite happy. Russian ambassador in Brussels, Chichov, has made several remarks in the sense that that Russia welcomes the Czech president here. But also the European leaders here have said similar things. For example, External Relations Commissioner Benita Ferrero-Waldner praised Václav Klaus for what she called professionalism and professional approach. So at the end of the day, Václav Klaus was really appreciated.
But that professionalism and his fluent Russian really didn't create any sort of headway on those divisive issues, is that correct?
That's absolutely correct, and overall it can be said that the summit hasn't healed any of the problems that are in the current ties between the two blocs.
Indeed, Russia's president, Dmitry Medvedev, later warned the European Union not to turn its proposed Eastern Partnership with former Soviet countries against Moscow. The project was heavily promoted by the Czech EU presidency and indeed launched recently in Prague. The former Czech foreign minister, Karel Schwarzenberg, was asked what he thought about Russia's opinion of the countries that used to be in its sphere of influence, and he replied in the following: "A dog's opinion of a sausage never changes. The decisive factor is whether he can reach that sausage or not."
Thanks, Rob. An exhibition of works by Britain's Damien Hirst has just opened at Prague's Rudolfinum.